Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. I want to bring to you again about cosmeticity and the truth. We live in a cosmetic world where people do seem to wear across themselves, across their personas, a falseness. This is not often done deliberately, done in a malicious way or with the intent to mislead or lie. This is just something that society makes us do. Often in our relationships with other people, we have a deeper sense that we need to be what this person wants us to be. And in relationships, this is often the way we are. And often in a relationship, you say, you weren't like that when I met you, or you're a different person to the person that I met when I first met you. Now, truth is foundational. Truth is, as I've said before, not just a state of being or a word. It is a person. It is the very nature of God. God cannot lie. Now, as a Christian, I need to place truth in all my relationships and in all the things I do, lest the rug, as I said yesterday, gets pulled out from under me. Now, today, in this cosmetic world where everybody is made up, we look at the magazines, dress like this, dress like that. Very little is said about being oneself, about being oneself today. You today, Audio Boo, do you think you're being real to yourself? As I said the other day, bringing it back to oneself, these things are foundational. Today in your world, Audio Boo, are you cosmetic? Or are you as you are? It is very different, I must admit, for people to come and say, hello, my name is so-and-so, now I am this, that and the other, because we are always on our guard. Often, in relationships, as I've said, at work, at play, at school, wherever we are, we have this sense that if we be as we are, people might not like us, we may not fit in, we may be rejected. Today it is an exercise in truth for us to be ourselves. How about today at work? You really truly be yourself. Do you know, I know times when I used to say, yeah, I like that program, or yes, I like that drink, or yes, I like that food, just to fit in. Peer pressure is often a deceptive cosmetic thing. Peer pressure also can lead us to be some things that we're not. And as I've said before, the rug can be pulled out of us. Now, Christ said, the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah, the truth shall set you free. Today, why not pray this prayer? Father, I thank you that I am who I am in you. And Father, today, may I manifest your truth in my life. Father, let me be who you want me to be. And let others see that I am who you have ordained I am. And let your power be released in my world today in Jesus' name, amen. See if you can do it today, Audio Boo. See if you can be yourself. And let's fight against its cosmeticity. Let's stop our children growing up and thinking that they have to be who everybody else wants them to be, like the latest advert or the latest magazine or television programme. We live in a televisual cosmetic society today. I said that wrong. Cosmetic society today. And we really truly need to get back to basics. We need to be who we be and act who we are, who God ordained us to be, because God made us beautiful children. We are complete in him. We are completing Christ, who is the head of all principalities. We are created in his own image. And if God is love, then that means, Audio Boo, we are very beautiful indeed. So today, Audio Boo, look at yourself through God's eyes. Look how beautiful you are. And let the joy of being yourself radiate into the lives of others. And it's that domino effect. Maybe we might start to change things and take off the cosmetic social makeup and let's be ourselves today. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England. Blessing you today. Keep those emails coming at jamesglory77@yahoo.com. Amen.